Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John McHale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Seary moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to home to get Seary. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Evers reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Embry covering, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0 for 1 in the game. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 2 in the game. Embry bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0 for 2 in the game. McHale hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball towards center. Evers settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Evers. Hegan moves to second. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 2 in the game. Embry bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-4 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Embry moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Embry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.